Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Show, the grassroots show, Truth Straight Up, the show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine. With me, Julie Hayden, and Chuck Bonniewell. He is at a meeting, though. This is this week, the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle comes out, published once a month, and he's busy at a meeting about that. Hopefully, he'll be able to join us. But in the meantime, you guys can be the guest host or the co-host, right? All of your comments on chat, feel free to do anything. If you want to raise your hand and join the conversation, just unmute your microphone. Or if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Wanted to talk about the Biden freezing episodes. We'll do that in a second, that happened over the weekend. But just sort of as a preview, you'll be glad to know that the White House is assuring you that you did not see what you thought you saw, that you just didn't. If you thought you saw it, you're mistaken. We'll talk about that. But wanted to start off with the ongoing Dave derangement syndrome. We had Tim Leonard from Jefferson County, a Jefferson County grassroots Republican, coined that phrase last Friday on the Party Friday version of the show, Dave derangement syndrome. And I think it's continuing fast and furious. And what we're talking about here is ever since former legislator Dave Williams, who is a grassroots warrior, was elected chair of the Colorado Republican Party, a small but desperate faction of the Republican Party, the rhinos, the uniparty establishment people, the Colorado swamp, so to speak, have never let up and instead have only increased all of their efforts to destroy Dave. They don't care what they do to the party in the meantime. They don't care how they hurt anybody's election chances. They don't care how much they play into the Democrats' hand. The only thing they care about is taking down Dave and the grassroots. They hate the fact that they are no longer in power, and they hate the fact that they no longer hold the majority of the party. We've seen this, and we've talked about this before, throughout the country, right? Under Donald Trump, there is a populist or grassroots America First movement, and it's similar here in Colorado. And some of these people, from Dick Wadhams to Kelly Maher to certain Front Range, for the most part, are some Western Slope county chair people. All of this is upsetting their political power apple cart. Never mind the fact that they don't really have very much political power anyway, but they desperately want to hold on to what they have. And again, they don't care what Dave says or does. All they want to do is attack him. And over the weekend, I was getting texts and calls from some people. One of the texts that the anti-Dave faction was putting out, and let me back up, the Americans for Prosperity folks and other anti-grassroots organizations have poured literally millions of dollars into the CD5 race, the Congressional District 5 race, trying to defeat Dave, who is running for their seat, and making sure that the rhino Jeff Crank, who actually works for Americans for Prosperity, gets elected, who will be, if he gets in, I mean, Doug Lamborn at best, right? Do nothing. Ken Buck, Liz Cheney at worst, actively work to defeat the president's agenda. They desperately want to defeat Dave. And one of the things, I mean, they're just texting stuff that's not true. As we all know, because Dave talked about it on our show, Donald Trump endorsed Dave. I mean, that's pretty thrilling, really, when you get right down to it. It's significant. But they were texting just flat out lies in the CD5 area, saying that Donald Trump had severed ties with Dave. I mean, that's just not true. It's not even close to true. The other thing they were saying is that Dave, who's the party chair, was spending Colorado Republican state party money on his race, which is also just not true. But they don't care that it's not true. And we saw these very similar tactics In other election cycles, previously, we've talked about this, it was the Bob Beaupre Pioneer Action Committee, right? They kind of played shell games with dark money, anti-grassroots money, and did everything they could, sometimes successfully, to defeat the grassroots candidate. Rather than spending millions of dollars to defeat the Democrats, again, this small but desperate faction would rather put all of its time and effort into defeating Dave Williams, and not just defeating him, but destroying him to make sure that he does not remain chair of the party. And there had been, and it's being slapped down, a coup attempt, basically, by some of the county Republican Party chair people. We talked about Nancy Pelosi and Jeffco, who was slapped down after she just, without any authorization, completely against the wishes of her county, sent out an email press release. She was made national news, right? Calling on Dave to resign, accusing him of doing all of these terrible things, none of which were even remotely true. And then we had in Adams County, our chair, Daniel Bellefontaine, Rhino, do the same thing, right? Because I want to explain how desperate they are. And because you need to be aware, and then we'll get into what I think is actually kind of going on too. So in the May Adams County Republican Party meeting, the grassroots, we now have control of that party as well too. We have more people. Let me put it this way. The Rhinos actually control the chair position. But, you know, we heard wind that Daniel was planning on or going to try to join this coup attempt with some of the other Rhino party chairs or county chairs. And so we passed a resolution that specifically prohibited from doing that and prohibited him from saying anything that would be disparaging or rebuking Dave Williams in his role as county chair without first getting the express approval of all of the Adams County. It's called the Central Committee. It's the people, if you're a registered Republican and you show up at the Adams County meeting, you're a member of the Central Committee. And so we thought it was a done deal, right? Well, fast forward to last week, and Daniel Bellefontaine did an end run around the rules, and I think ignored them, clearly abused his power, and went ahead and held a vote to send a letter demanding that Dave resign immediately. Now, what's interesting about this is in the first vote that we took in May to support Dave, there were roughly 70 people at the meeting, and more than 90% of the people stood up in favor of that, right? At this last meeting, where they wanted to vote to send a letter demanding that Dave resign immediately, they were going to only allow the executive, I'm laughing because it's just so silly, the executive committee to vote, of which there were only 19 people, of which only 10 people were present. So throw out the thousands of Adams County Republicans, throw out the dozens of Adams County Republicans who said they supported Dave. They were allowed only 10 people to vote on the letter that would demand Dave resign. Of that 10 people, 6 voted to tell Dave to resign, 4 voted against that, right? And so as you can imagine, this caused quite a bit of back and forth here in Adams County over the weekend. And what is good to see is that most people see through this. Most people are angry about this. Most people want to call out these county chairs and this, again, small but desperate faction that wants to overthrow the grassroots. And most of all, what I saw is most people who get involved in county politics at the county level don't really care all that much who the chair is. These are people who don't really, they're not seeking power, right? They just, I mean, and I mean this sincerely, they just legitimately, sincerely, authentically care about our country and what's happening in our country. And they see Donald Trump as the answer to righting some of the wrongs. They see getting Republicans elected into the state legislature, into the county commissioner positions, into any dog catcher, for Pete's sakes. All of those are small but necessary steps that affect us in our day-to-day lives to take this country back and get things back on the right track on all levels. And they don't care who the chair is, but they do get upset when the chair ignores them. And these people, and I think this is the key, and this is what I would say to the Rhinos, it's, you know, we have an election coming up, a crucial election, and you are creating this distraction all to get rid of the grassroots chair and to make sure that no more grassroots people ever get elected to anything again. These are people who would rather lose any election, right, to a Democrat than help a grassroots person win. And when people say, well, what's a rhino? I'm like, that's a rhino. That is, you know, they're the ones who call for unity. And it's just been appalling to see the lengths that these people are willing to go to rather than spending, because, you know, if Dave wins next Tuesday, these people are not going to take the time, the energy, the money that they have been pouring into trying to defeat Dave to pour it into trying to defeat the Democrat. No, they'll just take their money and wait till another grassroots person runs and do that then too. From Sandra, I watched the Friday show on Rumble. Looks like I missed a great show. Thank you, Sandra. Well, we had a ton of guests. It was great. And she says, I was disappointed to see from Rhino Watch that Pueblo County Republican chair joined Nancy Pelosi to kick Dave Williams out as the GOP chair. We'll be going to the Packender meeting this Friday, so hopefully we'll get more information on that. Yeah, I mean, I encourage you guys, if you don't go to some of your party meetings, to go and make your voices heard, because again, this is it's a crucial election we have coming up. I mean, I don't need to explain. We all know why that is. And instead of the county chairs, one of their primary jobs is to help get Republicans elected in their county, right? That's sort of like the main thing they're supposed to do. And what are people like Nancy Pelosi, apparently the Pueblo chair, Adams County, Daniel Bellefontaine, what are they spending their time and energy doing? Trying to tear down the current GOP chair. Right? Because they don't like him, because he's grassroots. And then they spew lies. And it's got to be, and we haven't talked to Dave about this, but it's got to be extremely frustrating to be a candidate where your own party is the one spreading the lies about you and having to make the decision. Do I take time to, you know, have to refute these lies? Do I just kind of focus on my message? Do I focus on the get out the vote? But to me, the only word for it is despicable. Some of these efforts that at this time, if you want to, here's the thing to all of you rhinos out there, there will be another election for the state chair coming up. I think not next year, but the year after that, right? If you want to try to take down or take the party back, do it then, right? In the meantime, let the rest of us do our jobs as Republicans in Colorado to do everything we can to support the candidates who are out there of our choice, right? I'm not calling the rhino unity that you have to back every candidate just because some establishment person tells you that they do. But there are candidates, good candidates running across the board who need all of our help and our support. And these county chairs, rather than doing their job trying to get those people elected, right, they're spending all of their time and effort stirring up the civil war in the Colorado Republican Party. And you know, no matter what happens, they're going to blame the grassroots anyway, right? Because they always do. If we win, it was because of them. If we lose, it's because of Donald Trump and all of the grassroots people. And again, I think the average Republican, this is what I saw clearly in emails and texts and exchanges back and forth over the weekend, the average Republican, at least in Adams County, and I would submit every place else too, again, if you're getting involved at the party at the county level, you're involved because you care, right? You're not really going after power because you know there is no power, right? The power would be you get designated to do everything. You have to do, you know, everything for the taco festival or whatever it is they're having. There's no power. They also know there's no money involved in anything except donating money. So they don't want to hear about this chair, that chair. So many emails said, whatever, I don't even know what you're talking about. But what I do know is we need to get our candidates, a Republican candidates elected in Adams County. And I am thoroughly opposed to anything that is distracting from that. Hopefully, you know, I mean, we even saw, for Pete's sakes, Mitch McConnell shook Donald Trump's hands, right? If you've got Mitch McConnell and some of the swamp creatures in D.C. recognizing that at least for right now, we need to join forces against what the Democrats are trying to do to our country, you would think that in Colorado, they could come to the same conclusion. Because again, we're not talking about, I don't even understand it. We're not talking about that much power. I would imagine, you know, I'm no Christy Burton Brown fan, but I bet if you were to ask Dave Williams and Christy Burton Brown, they would say, you know, being the chair of the GOP party, it's really not all that it's cracked up to be. It's not all that much fun. You don't actually really have that much power. So why they're spending so much effort and time and money. I mean, lots and lots of money to get rid of Dave Williams. That tells you a lot. And it tells you how desperate the rhinos are to take over CD5, CD3. It hasn't gotten as vicious against Ron Hanks, but CD3, Lauren Boebert, I think they're not sure what they're doing there. But they're desperate because they want to make sure that we don't send to Congress representatives who will help Trump. They know better than to come out against Trump for the most part, right? But what they want to do is make sure that we don't send people like Lauren Boebert, like Ron Hanks, like Dave Williams to Washington, D.C., because these people are going to fight, and they're going to fight for us, and they're going to fight to uphold Donald Trump's agenda and policies, and they aren't going to back down. This is from Dr. Donna, follow the money. There have been hit pieces against Hanks also. Okay, I'm not in CD3, but there have been. And we're seeing the Democrats clearly meddling in that race as well, right? The Democrats think that Ron would, they'd prefer to run against Ron than Jeff Hurd. So they're meddling in that as well. And the hit pieces, you notice, you know, Ron Hanks isn't running hit pieces, right? Janet Josey isn't running hit pieces. Dave Williams isn't running hit pieces. He's simply telling the facts, right? And Jeff Crank, the lie is on Jeff Crank's side. He just says, look, you know, these people are sponsored and funded by Americans for Prosperity, Open Borders, Americans for Prosperity, and who says they want to get people elected to put in their agenda, and they're against Trump's agenda. That's what they're after. And in the meantime, just like the establishment, they want to make sure that the grassroots never has any more power at all. And I guess what I'm saying is we can't let that happen. So Sandra, yeah, go to your meeting and make sure that they hear your voices, and you got to keep an eye on them, right? Who knew there were only a few of us at the Adams County meeting, and they did that deliberately, right? They knew there weren't going to be very many people there. It's summertime. People are busy on the campaign trail, busy doing precinct captain stuff, you know, door knocking, door hangers, all that kind of stuff. People are out there actually working on campaigns. So they knew there wouldn't be that many people there, so they could scooch it through. You know, and then, you know, fortunately we caught them and we're trying to stop them. But there again, it's rather than, you know, spending time trying to get Republican candidates elected, people in Adams County were kind of sending messages back and forth. How can we stop our chair from attacking our own people? So then Dr. Donna says, neither is Trent Lisey. Oh, yeah, right. Trent Lisey isn't running hit pieces also, although Trent sent me their hit pieces and censorship attacks on him. And I'm not sure why. It all comes down, I guess, Dr. Donna, you're right. It's follow the money, right? You'd think the Democrats don't do this to each other as much. And for what it's worth, it's not the grassroots who do it to the establishment in the Republican Party. It's the establishment who does it to the grassroots. I guarantee you, there is no big tent in the Republican Party. There is a tent that is only big enough, and it's very elite and luxurious, for the establishment people to be in. The rest of us, they don't even want us to know where they set the tent up, right? And if we try to come in, they will spend millions of dollars on armed security to make sure that we don't get in the tent. And if somehow we get in the tent, they will spend all kinds of time and energy and have their security guards do everything they can to kick us out. And I go back to, I think this time in Colorado, you know, this is my public service announcement. If you haven't filled out your ballot and turned it in, go ahead and do that. Typically what happens in the primaries is the Democrats, and I think the ballot harvested unaffiliated votes get dumped in, and a lot of the Republican votes come in at the last second, not the last second, but in the later times. I think it's helpful if people can get their votes in early. Number one, for the campaigns that kind of have the money to see, because you can see who's voted. You can't see how they voted, but you can see what ballots have been returned. So the last thing you want is for candidates to have to spend time and energy knocking on your door. If you already know you're going to vote for them, you just haven't yet. So if you could send the ballots in. But I think on the positive side, this is an exciting time in Colorado. We have some solid, good grassroots. We've got Lori Sane up there in Weld County. We've got Trent Lisey in Weld County. We've got Lauren Boebert in Weld County. We've got Ron Hanks in CD3. We've got Dave Williams in CD5, Janet Josey in CD8, although I will concede I don't think he has much of a chance. And in a minute, I'll talk about the Donald Trump clue that did not call me and Chuck to see if you should endorse Gabe Evans. But at any rate, we have some very solid grassroots candidates who we know are going to go to Washington, D.C. and be willing to fight, right? They're not going to go to Washington, D.C. and be like Doug Lamborn. I mean, did anyone even know he was still around? Scott McGinnis, right? What, is he still there? Right? People who do nothing, but they vote with the establishment side of things every time they, you know, they're Cory Gardeners. They tell us one thing to get elected. And then when they get elected, they betray us. We have three candidates, grassroots candidates running and key positions. And I guess I'll throw in Lori and Trent, where we know what their voting record is. We know what they will do. We know that they will be fighters because they fought all along. We know that they will go to Washington, D.C. and support the Make the America First, the Make America Great agenda. We know that. So we're not risking it, right? We don't, there's no question that, you know, like Cory Gardner, they're going to be, oh yeah, total grassroots. And then it's like, oh, I work for the Chamber of Commerce now. Right? We know that. And all of them have not just fighting chances, but good chances to win. And I think, can you just imagine that? Let me hear. Okay, here. Oh, from Sandra. Pachyderms is a separate party association for the GOP county, but I like the Pachyderm members and they do have some pull. Okay, perfect, Sandra. Thanks for clarifying that. And Dr. Donna, I am telling all Republicans to vote for every office a Republican is running, even if unopposed, because it helps the numbers when it comes to the unaffiliated voter, seeing there are serious candidates come time for the general. Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, what I want to say, they have done a pretty good job, the best I can. I know the state party of getting candidates in House and Senate seats. It can be kind of depressing because the Democrats so control the Colorado legislature to try to get candidates to run in areas that are very likely Democrat areas, right, where they're not going to win. I know we've got a guy, I'm going to say Evan Hunt, he's running in House District 29, and I'm going to a meeting there tonight to help support him. He's a Republican. There wasn't anyone even challenging the Democrats. And I think, you know, some people may say, well, it's a waste of time and energy. But I say thank you to those people who are stepping up. Heidi Pitchforth is another one. I'm not always a Heidi Pitchforth fan here in Adams County, but she's stepping up and running in her House district because there wasn't another candidate. And Dr. Donna, you're absolutely right. Vote for him. I know, you know, if they're running for county commission, you're not sure. I think it is important, like you said, that we vote for the Republicans because then those numbers come out, right? Rather than saying, well, I don't know. But it's just an exciting time. I think it is entirely possible. I mean, can you imagine just what it will feel like next Wednesday, although they're using Dominion machines, it might be months later. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, Dominion, didn't mean that. Just that was a joke. You know, if we come in and we've got Dave Williams, Ron Hanks, and Lauren Boebert, I mean, can you imagine that? And that's in spite of them throwing everything in the sink included and with them spreading lies. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how much the lies impact. I don't know if you get a text and you're like, you know, and you're in CD5 and you're like, oh, Donald Trump hates Dave Williams now. I don't know if you pay attention to that. I don't know if you pay attention to the Colorado politics story that came out once again. I mean, I don't know. Does Dick Wadhams just in a spare time sits down and types out I hate Dave Williams, a Dave derangement syndrome column and just periodically sends it in and the Anschutz media industrial complex, you know, gives it a high billing. I don't know. You'd think he would move on, but nope. With all the other stuff there is going on in Colorado and nationally, all the other stuff to write about, all we can do under Dave derangement syndrome is continue to attack Dave Williams. Dr. Donna, I am one of the candidates running in Fort Collins out of a possible two, to which there was not anyone who even wiggled their toe at the other half in 52. Okay, so everybody up there, vote for Dr. Donna, and she's in House District 53. So, we'll keep an eye on it. But again, you know, it is important to push back. It is important to not let them distract us, not them being the rhinos and the Dave derangement syndrome people, to distract us from what we need to do here in the next week. And then after that, because I guarantee you, if Lauren and Ron and Dave win, they will do everything they can to make them lose, because the small but desperate faction of the establishment Republican Party, I guarantee you, would rather lose to a Democrat than they would give any power to a grassroots person. They would be happy. They would be able to dance around and say, see, we told you, see, we told you, right? You know, Dick Wadhams, rather than hoping, given the state of the country, that Donald Trump wins, would be happy to see Donald Trump lose and say, see, I told you, see, I told you. So keep the faith and keep working. I want to switch gears. And as I told Thomas, I may end up, it's one of those days, Chuck had a meeting. I've got to juggle like a chauffeur, my chauffeur hat on driving Rev around, but I'm good right now. He isn't. But I wanted to talk too about, this is bizarre, Joe Biden freezing, more Joe Biden freezing things, and then kind of the debate and see if you guys think who the debate favors or not. So I'm sure you saw, and we'll play some video here over last week in Italy, you know, at the G7 meeting, the parachute guys were coming in and all of the G7 world leaders, many of whom, by the way, have been, you know, are losing political power themselves. It was kind of funny to see. But Joe Biden just kind of wanders off. And Giorgia Meloni from Italy, who I think is probably, you know, not one of Biden's besties, I think just out of compassion, goes over there and goes, Joe, just kind of steers him back. And Joe clearly didn't know where he was or what he was doing. He kind of put on his aviator glasses. Over the weekend, something similar happened with Obama. Now, the thing is, these are just the latest two, right? I mean, you could do hours and hours of Joe Biden freezing. And we were talking about this today. And I'm not a doctor, obviously. But I think when people start to lose it cognitively, I don't know if they freeze because their brain freezes. We saw that happen with Mitch McConnell. I don't know if they freeze because they don't know what to do. So sort of like a little kid or a deer in a headlight, they just don't do anything. I don't know if their brain just glitches, but we've seen it over and over and over with President Biden. And you can't deny it, right? Then you throw in the general counsel, which, you know, they won't give us the audio tape of, you know, saying that Joe Biden is an old, feeble man who, you know, shouldn't have to be put on trial because, you know, everybody would feel sorry for him. But even it's getting to the point where Democrats are kind of calling out over this. I mean, Piers Morgan was like, granted, he's not a Democrat, but like, when are the Democrats going to do with this? But Thomas, if we could please play the Biden video. This was Biden and Obama appeared together at an event over the weekend. And this is what happened at the end of it. If we could please play that Biden video. See here. Obama's clearly trying to leave, right? And the other guy is waiting for Joe to leave so we can follow him out. Obama's waving. Now he grabs Joe's arm and walks him out. And you can see there's that weird gait. You can see Joe is like, and Obama's trying to pretend like, hey, Joe, so, la, la, la. And Biden clearly has no idea. And nor does Obama think Joe is trustworthy enough to let go of him, right? I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think of that video? I mean, to me, this isn't a big event. And I think it's clear. Biden had no idea. He just froze, right? Who knows how much he was participating beforehand. But it was just like Obama has to drag him. And you wonder at what point. Yes, so Sandra, this is the key point, Sandra. Yes, it's clear who is in charge. Absolutely, I agree with that. Obama, yeah, he's not really doing anything that he hasn't been doing all along, right? Leading Joe by the hand, which we'll get to that in a second, because I wonder if that's what they want from Charlene. Obama is president. Exactly. And so you kind of wonder why. I mean, some people are, Brit Hume is like, well, the Biden administration is mad that Obama did that. I don't think so, because I think if Obama didn't do that, how long would that have gone on, right? I mean, Biden clearly was frozen. He clearly didn't know what to do. It wasn't like he was waving or anything. He was just standing there, right? And then Ben Carson talked about this and Maria Bartiromo, and he was saying, oh yeah, the Democrats, this is not a shock to them. Although I would submit, it might be a surprise to them how fast he's going downhill. But if we could please play the Ben Carson soundbite, Thomas.
Questions about President Biden's capacity when he was on the world stage again this week in Italy, wandering off in the middle of an important moment there where Giorgia Meloni had to redirect him. What are your thoughts on that? You're a doctor. Do you believe President Biden makes it to the election, or will he be? I mean, the Democrats are not stupid, right? They're, but are they going to push to make him withdraw?
Well, I'm sure they are gathering and trying to figure out how they get out of this dilemma, which they created, because they knew from the beginning that he was having some cognitive issues. His wife in particular must have known that. And yet there's such a desire for power and prestige that you put the welfare of the country and the people on the back burner. And I hope the people of America understand that. I think the people of America are a lot smarter than many on the left give them credit for. And the media thinks that they can manipulate them so easily with these stories, and how they don't have anything to run on. So all they do is try to demonize Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I think, and you saw in that video, so Sandra, as you pointed out, they were trying to tell us, oh no, Obama or Biden was going to go talk to the parachute guy, right? Well, no, it wasn't. You could see the parachute person is busy. Biden kind of wanders off. Biden's standing there, right? And the parachute person isn't even looking at him. The parachute person is busy wrapping up the parachute. So they weren't doing that. And enough of these are happening that, you know, if they could fix it, they would. Right. If Biden were even remotely capable of following direction or kind of maintaining awareness, they would say, you know, Joe, even though you are totally on it, it looks weird when you wander off and turn your back to things and go stand by the parachute guy. So just don't do that. OK, just stand by all the other world leaders. If he were capable of understanding that, he would be doing it. And I think, to me, that's an even bigger thing, because, you know, they've tried to work on him with him on this, and he still can't do it. And it happens so much now, and it's so weird, and it's so awkward. And you saw the other world leaders, they must have known that there was something wrong with them too, right? Because there weren't any of them looking like in alarm going, oh, what's going on over there, right? They just either pretended to ignore it, or like, you know, Giorgia Meloni went over there and tried to help him. But it just looks so weird that you know they've tried to fix it and they can't. Let's see. So from Sandra, it's clear who's in charge with that, Obama or Dr. Donna, or who is behind the curtain. And Jacob, even when Biden is going uphill, he is going downhill. And also, what kind of wife puts her husband through this? Well, Dr. Jill is a doctor, you know, not that kind of doctor. And from Sandra, hence why the left opened the borders and wanted all the illegals in, to be clear why people are waking up. And then, yeah, from Charlene, yeah, Jacob, the original clip was probably worse. Biden squatting, maybe. Well, and that was another weird one. What was that, right? Was he pooping his pants? I don't think that, even though it kind of looks like that. Was he trying to sit down and then froze? But I mean, that, okay. I mean, that's kind of a hard pose to hold, right? It's like you would either stand up or sit down. It seems like he and his body and his mind just forgot what they were doing. You can see Jill's like, you know, kind of trying to get him to move. And then she just hustled him out of there, right? And so you don't, I mean, I don't know. It's got to be terrifying to be a White House aide right now, because you just never know. You just put them out there and you're like, oh, please God, just let us get through this. And then you never do. And I'm sure anymore, they just like, please God, just, although we don't believe in you, please don't let this be that bad. I mean, I don't know. What's happening though now, is there enough of them? And all of the polls show that people are concerned, right? All the polls show that people, I mean, what, half the country doesn't even believe Biden's going to get through the debate, right? Which may help him, because there are such low expectations, but people are becoming concerned, and it's not just funny anymore. I think people are like, look, that is not good when our world leader is kind of wandering around doing what, you know, in a daze and completely unaware of what's going on when he's meeting with other world leaders. Right. And it just makes you wonder what's going on at the White House. So the White House is no longer trying to say Biden's okay. What they have now gone to is they're just saying that the videos are fake, right? The videos are fake. Karine Jean, whatever her name is, was asked about this today. And here's what she said, that this, I'm talking about Biden wandering away at the G7 thing. This did not happen in the sense of what people were saying they were seeing. This did not happen in the sense of what people were saying they were seeing. It's like, what? But does she mean this did not happen? It's like, so people were saying they saw this, and she's like, it did not happen. It's like, well, no, it did happen. It did happen. And she, so the White House thing is right now just saying, no, you're not seeing it. And they're now at the news conference today, she called it a deep fake. These are fake videos, right? Even though it's happening live, even these are fake videos. If we could please play the White House response, Thomas.
And I think that it tells you everything that we need to know about how desperate Republicans are here. Instead of talking about the president's performance in office, and what I mean by that is his legislative wins, what he's been able to do for the American people across the country, we're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos. And it is, again, done in bad faith.
It's like, are you kidding me? Number one, the Democrats or the Republicans are not desperate. It's the Democrats who are desperate. Donald Trump is leading everywhere in every kind of category or demographic, right? And she says that we were not that Republicans aren't talking about Joe Biden's legislative actions. That's all they talk about because it's in your face. The economy sucks. The energy cycle sucks. Did you see today, Biden? Thank you very much. The contract we had with Saudi Arabia and the oil producing countries to use the American dollar as sort of the petrodollar, that went away. So now they're going to be using the Chinese yuan. Is that how you say it? I mean, all the Republicans are doing is talking about Biden's record because it is so awful. And for her to get up there, so I get that she has to lie about that, right? Okay, Democrats are desperate. Republicans are desperate. No, Democrats are desperate. No, they won't talk about Biden's record. Yes, we'll talk about Biden's record. I get why she has to lie about that. But then she says these are manipulated videos. I mean, that's just clearly, so show us the real one. Right? If that's a manipulated one, Corinne, go ahead and show us the real one. Because the manipulation we've seen is the White House changing the transcripts of stuff when they send them out, leaving out all the weird stuff that Joe just kind of makes up about whatever it is he's making up, right? About, you know, oil on windshields causing cancer, who knows? So it's just ridiculous. And it says a lot, really, that they, I guess, number one, that this is all they have. And number two, that they somehow think that this is going to work by just sort of saying to Bill and MSNBC, I'm sure will parrot that, right? MSNBC will say, oh, these are the Republicans manipulating the video. And again, if the videos are being manipulated, then show us the real one and we can all see for ourselves. But I got to tell you, and I get they can do a lot with AI anymore. They sure don't look like manipulated videos. They sure look like Biden is completely out of it at crucial moments of the presidency. No idea what's going on. And he just freezes. And who knows what happens when he unfreezes. From Charlene, my point exactly. So why aren't they releasing the real video so their mainstream networks? Dr. Donna, someone has to be really good at manipulating video to get such great shots of him stumbling about. And then James, they're going to have to pump him full of drugs as never before to get through a debate. And Charlene, say they can't even doctor up. Exactly, Charlene. They can't even doctor up a good video of him to release to CNN. Apparently not. Well, because he comes across as so stiff. And I don't know. Maybe they're training a body double or something like that because to about the debates. I'm not sure what's going to go on there. And here's some of the rules, some are kind of good for Trump. On one hand, there can't be any notes. And that's obviously beneficial to Trump, right? But they can't have like cards, right? They can, though, take notes. So I imagine they told Biden the first thing you do when you get out there, Joe, is you write down these four things because that's what you're just going to keep saying over and over again, right? They're going to mute the mics when their time is up. I think that's probably because Donald Trump is really good at kind of getting the jab in and throwing people, getting them off the rhythm, right? And they didn't want him to be able to do that to Joe Biden. I'm assuming that, you know, CNN, they leaked the questions to Hillary Clinton. I'm assuming the questions will be leaked to the Biden campaign. The question is, can Joe Biden maintain focus enough to keep that up? Here's what I don't know. And I want to see what you guys think about this. I don't know whether the Democrats, honestly, the Biden people, right, or the people controlling the Democrat Party, I don't know if a part of them just wants Joe to fall flat on his face so they have a good reason to get rid of him before the convention, or whether they seriously think he can pull this off. I mean, I don't know which it is. And I go back and forth. Sometimes I think, you know, maybe it's not as bad as we think. Maybe, you know, as James said, maybe they can pump him full of enough whatever that he can make his way through the debate. Maybe the expectations are so low that if he doesn't completely implode and wander off the stage, that they'll consider that a win. I don't know. Or whether, again, if Obama's pulling the strings, if you're Obama, I mean, maybe you'd rather have a Joe in the White House because he doesn't even know what's going on, let alone that you're the one running things. Or if you're Obama, do you want to get rid of him? And you've kind of forced him into doing this. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where it is. Let's see, from Dr. Donna. He's already in a pretty hefty cocktail of drugs anytime he has to present, but not ones that can be continuous, so that may cause his demise. And then Charlene, except Biden will have notes in a teleprompter that we won't be able to see at home. Yeah, I agree, Charlene. Yeah, they aren't allowing an audience there, right? Because again, they're not allowing anything that would be a distraction to him, right? And a benefit to Trump. You got to think, Charlene, that the Trump people would notice that. They'd be able to see that. Now, I heard some people suggest he may have an earpiece in and that might talk to him in his ear. I can tell you from having done TV, that's actually really hard to do. It's very hard to be kind of focused and to say something when someone's talking in your ear. I think they would like to do it if they could, but I have a feeling that that would be even more distracting. I mean, I don't know. I do know this, though. I don't for a second believe that it's going to be a legitimate debate, right? There is something behind the scenes that we don't see here. And again, I just kind of at a loss as to whether it's Democrats, and maybe there are two factions, right, fighting each other. Maybe there's one faction that wants Biden out of there, and so they want him to fall flat on his face. Because here's the thing, even if he does well that night, right, it's early enough that there are all these other instances where we're going to see him freezing. And it seems to me to be happening more and more and more, right? So, but maybe they figure they can put him out there for the debate and then know he won't make any public appearances until ever again, really, even if he's elected. Or if they... So maybe they want to do that. On the other hand, maybe they're thinking, well, if he does make mistakes, there's enough time between now and the election, people will forget. I don't know. I really am torn about whether the Democrats have unity on this or whether there are two factions. Let's get rid of Joe faction and, you know, let's keep Joe faction because we control Joe anyway. You know, I don't know. You got to think if you're, well, the other thing is too, as always, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, you got to worry about it's not, you know, I saw something and it's true. I mean, the Democrats were saying this out loud. The Conservative Treehouse had a story on this. It doesn't really matter what the polls show. And that's true because what matters are ballots counted in key counties in key states, right? That's what really matters. And no matter what the polls show, the ballots that are counted, that's what's going to determine who the next president is. That's why they want to flood the country with illegal immigrants, right? Because all of those illegal immigrants can be in key counties and they'll have a name and a ballot's going to be mailed somewhere, right? Somewhere somebody's going to be picking up a ballot. I doubt that illegal immigrant is going to be picking up the ballot. That ballot will be cast, that ballot will be harvested, and then that ballot will be, you know, turned into precincts. And I'm just going to say this, that are questionable, right? We saw that the last time, right? We saw certain key precincts and key battleground cities and key battleground states. And then what happens? So there's fraud. So they count. I mean, we've seen it. You know, you see reports all the time about all these ballots that shouldn't have been counted that were the fraudulent ballots. But then what happens? Nothing, right? You've got George Soros backed DAs. You've got George Soros secretaries of state. It's counted. And what do you do? So that, in the end, I think is their secret weapon. And I think if you're a Democrat right now, you don't particularly care who becomes president, whether it's Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom, whatever, right? From Sandra, I think. Sandra, Charlene says it'll be so staged, no audience, and will even be live. I think it'll be live. From Sandra, I think it's so sad to see that this country, a United States of America, has a president such as him to represent this country. Good grief, how absolutely absurd. From some Charlene. They don't even have a suitable vice president. And then, Charlene, are they going to put Trump in jail after the convention? There's that. And for the final 5 minutes of the show, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Bonnywell, early as usual. So we talked about the fact, Chuck, those videos that you've been seeing, Joe Biden wandering around aimlessly. Karine Jean-Pierre assured us that those are manipulated videos. Those are fake videos.
They seem like it. That's what I thought.
Right. Now, they don't have any real ones that they want to show us.
Well, no, but because the manipulated ones have already ruined it, but they're manipulated, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how about the president and former president?
We talked about that, too. So
Manipulated
too. And Obama's a critic. So here's my question, because then we got to wrap it up here pretty quick. We were talking with Peter Boyles about this. What do you think? Why are they letting Biden debate? Why are they keep doing this? Why don't they just, is there some people you think who they believe, you know, he'll just fail and they want him to fail? Do they want him to win? I mean, what do you think is going on with the Democrat Party?
I think they trust Adderall. They believe they can jack him up enough that he'll give a decent performance. And if he doesn't, then they can just chuck him.
Okay. So you think they'll chuck him if he doesn't do well?
Well, I think if he totally embarrasses himself, he'll, you know. But who knows? Maybe they're trying to get him embarrass themselves. But it's hard to believe that the guy you see, even though the tapes are manipulated, wandering around and can't figure out his way on a stage and freezing, he's going to give the debate, Lincoln Douglas debate type performance. I mean, it's just hard to believe. But, you know, modern medicine is unbelievable.
The other thing is, too, Joe Biden can, although he shouts weird, he whispers weird, the guy has been, even if he has whatever is going on with him, right? He's been delivering speeches for decades, right? And I think it's the short-term memory that can become a thing. So he can just, they're just going to, I think he's just going to spew stuff, the same stuff that he's been spewing for decades, right? And since actually some of the issues don't really ever change, he'll sort of probably, I think it's possible he could come across as sounding like he answered the question, right? And I'm sure CNN will give him the question, so they'll be able to.
Donna Brazil,
right,
was good at that, and sure, I don't know. They must trust Adderall. Obviously, they must be. We can jack him up enough to keep him, so he'll be fine. We can, you know, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. I mean, they're not going to. Your name?
And they're going to have Obama there to hand him. My question is, if you're them, you got to be worried that he might just kind of wander off the stage while Donald Trump is talking or something, right?
Here's another thought that really they're just playing possum. Joe is, you know, made a recovery, kind of like Fetterman. And he's sharp as a cat. And they're just kind of possum.
They're luring us into the trap. Yeah. And then he's going to give some kind of mortgage analysis or something like that.
Unbelievable.
And he's going to explain how AI works or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to wow us and smash Trump off the stage and carry him off on Obama's shoulders. And it'll be that's a possibility, I guess.
Here's the thing. They might also be like, how much of a difference the debate will make, right? They have time to, and I'm not even convinced it'll occur. Maybe they're hoping Trump will be in jail so they won't have to have the debate, right? I mean,
it's only in 10 days.
When's the sentencing? I forget. No, I think it's sentencing is before the convention.
Before
the convention, not that. Well, it'll be the people who are happy are the networks, because it'll probably be somewhat highly rated. But you've got to think that's got to be embarrassing to be a presidential campaign, knowing the only reason people are watching is not to hear what you have to say or not to see a brilliant debate, but because they're pretty sure there's a significant chance that you're going to totally flop. I mean, I wonder if they're Vegas odds over and under. I'm sure there are.
Well, these days you can bet on anything and everything.
Well, I'm often going to go on whatever the, you know, one of those betting apps is and see.
Yeah, yeah. I can remember when Reagan was 84 debates and everybody's wondering whether you're going to make it through, and you were just kind of cheering for him, assuming you liked him, to make it through the debates. And he did. And so, you know, it was.
Right.
The Democrats will be reading any cognitive answer or not, any answer will be greatly
Well,
appreciated.
and then and any on anything that looks bad that will be manipulated video, right?
Yes, manipulated
Because
question.
I think that's kind of funny. They aren't even denying that it's happening anymore because it happens too frequently. They're just saying what this is what her sense was. This did not happen in the sense of what people were saying they were seeing. It's like, what?
It did not happen in
It
the
did
sense.
not. What you're saying you saw, that just didn't happen.
I love today where Baghdad Bob wouldn't even come in 10th place these days. Baghdad Bob would be a truce. I mean,
Exactly.
these days they're just, I love, I've been playing a lot, the Joe Scarborough saying, I think this is the very best Joe Biden. Before he's a hothead, now he's tremendous and he's the best ever. They don't care that that's, even Joe Biden would go, nah, I probably will.
Hey, listen, that's good. Thank you for joining us, Chuck.
Well, this can't be over. No, let's keep on going.
Chuck will be gathering
No,
his
come
thoughts
on.
for Wednesday. Hey,
Jesus.
thank you to everybody. Thank you, Thomas, and the great guys at BBS. We will see you all
Thank you for all your calls and all your texts that we got to read on the air. We appreciate it.
We'll see you all on Wednesday.